November 8th, 2023, public hearing for the preliminary budget for 2024, November 8th.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to a public hearing on the 2024 preliminary budget for the town of Monroe, and ask that the clerk please call the roll to establish a quorum.
Council Member Stewart?
Here.
Council Member Noonan?
Here.
Council Member Van Tassel?
Here.
Council Member Donahue?
Here.
And Supervisor Cousins?
Here. And as I indicated, this is a public hearing on the proposed budget for 2024. And it is just that, a public hearing. It's an opportunity for the public to be heard on the preliminary budget. Per Resolution 37 for the organizational meeting that took place in January, each member of the public will have 5 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record, and we will go through the list of everyone who has signed up to speak. Do you have a copy of the list?
People are still signing in.
Okay, so as I indicated, this is a public hearing. It's not a budget workshop. There's no back and forth with board members. It's strictly an opportunity for the public to get their comments on the record. Once we close the public hearing, the town board will take into consideration all the comments that we either hear orally or if we've received any in writing. So with that, I'll open the public hearing. And the first individual who has signed up to speak is Wayne Palm. Yes, please.
Name is Wayne Palmer, 52 White Birch Estates in the town of Monroe. I'm a little disappointed in the fire company funding. I know the fire company for years now has reached out for increases. We have seen minimal increases over the years, typically at 2%. You did bring it up. I believe the number is 12% this year, with $50,000 allocated for replacement of fire apparatus. The fire company is, as I know personally, is still fighting with economic problems. We're still short, going to be $300,000 this year, along with replacement of an aerial device that's going to cost in the upwards of $2.2 million. Fire company has also asked for years, and I know, to be moved to a fire district with the support of the town of Monroe and the village of South Holmes Falls for the past 22 years, I believe it is. We wouldn't be in the predicament. They wouldn't be in the predicament that they're in if that had been accomplished. It just seems like neither the town or the village has any interest in that. A lot of people here speak, so I'm not going to take up more time. I guess the only word that I have is a little disappointment that the fire service, a 100% volunteer organization for close to 100 years now for the town of Monroe and village of South Plains Falls, is having difficulty with finances, and would just like to see better support from the board in the future. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Next individual, I believe it's a yes, Bruce Lant. Would you say yes or no? Okay, I couldn't read your handwriting. Next individual that has signed up is Harry Gathot.
Harry Gathot, 21 Spring Street, South Plains. I haven't looked at the town budget in quite a few years, and just picked one up this afternoon, and mine were more questions than observations. Rather than comments, but I'll put a few of them on the record anyway. I'll start, I guess, on page one, under the assessor's account. I see we spent $62,000 plus or minus in 2022, but on the contractual account, but this year of $162,500, as a member of the public, I have no idea what the other $100,000, why the big difference. So it's just an observation and more of a question if somebody would choose to get back to me on it. I see the town clerk's personal services are up 20%. I don't know over actuals of last year. It just begs the question why. And on some of these are maybe valid reasons. It's just without more information, it's hard for me to have a comment. I'll just try and go through these. There's a line item for traffic control on page three, and under contractual, we spent 2022, 19,000 and change. This year budgeted almost double that, 39,000. Without more information, I'd like to have an idea why the changes. The personal services under Superintendent of Highways, I notice, has gone from $75,000 in 2022 to $126,000 in the preliminary budget. That's a significant change over 2 years. I'm not sure if the village got a hold of the town about the Memorial Day parade. The town's always supported that, along with the village. And there was around $14,000 in that account at one time. It was taking in more that wasn't being spent. So I know the village hadn't asked for any money in several years. I brought it to the attention of the mayor that those account balances are down and they might want to request some funding in this year's budget. So I don't know if that's happened, but I see you've got $2,500 in celebrations and spent none last year. It's on page seven. So that may be what that line item is for. I don't know. I've got a concern. I'll just, on page nine, there's an inter-fund loan line item, nothing in the prior year. It's for $150,500. If somebody could get back to me on that, I'm just curious what it is. Page 10, there's a non-property tax distribution by county, and this is in the A fund, and I'm not sure what that's for, but it looks like we collected $1.4 million in 2022, and this year we're estimating $789,000, so significant difference, and it just perked my curiosity. I see you've increased your interest in earnings substantially, and I'm glad to see that. We're blessed for that window in time where interest rates are rising, and it helps governments when they do have some fund balances. Page 11, on revenues, this is still general fund. I see we collected $679,000 last year in mortgage tax, but we're only estimating $310,000 this year. I know that's an account you have to be very careful on, but It might pay to look at the five-year history and see if how realistic that estimate might be.
Period of time has expired.
Okay, thank you.
So that exhausts the list of individuals who signed up to speak. So at this time, does any other member of the public wish to be heard? If not, I'll ask the clerk, have we received any written correspondence to be entered into the record?
No, sir.
Okay. So with that, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Could I have additional time, seeing as
sure.
We've only had three speakers?
Sure.
Thank you. Well, I'll go right to one of the main reasons, realizing that I forgot about my 3 minutes and didn't realize that.
Well, it's actually five, Harry.
Pardon?
It's 5 minutes.
It was five? Okay. Let's see, I see a significant change in the consolidated water district revenues, and maybe somebody could brief me on that. I know we went from 690,000, 97,000 in metered sales, and are estimating only 425,000. That's a significant difference. But then, one of the pertinent reasons I came was page 19, your sewer appropriations. I don't see a budget for each of the extensions. And it looked like we're operating as a consolidated district already, and I'm finding it hard to follow where the expenses and what's budgeted for what, and then I see the debt service is an anticipated note, non-anticipation note, in the map plan and reports, I see the debt service was going to be around 511,000, but we budgeted only 282,700. So I'm wondering, it may be timing as to when you're actually going to do the bonding, when your first payment will be due, but not having a consolidated district, I can't understand why we don't have separate budgets for each extension. Because I know in the consolidated map plan and report, the estimated tax rate for sewer 1 extension 5 is $9.02 a thousand. And you will not attract businesses with a tax rate like that. I know the consolidation's an attempt to bring it down, but this huge amount of debt for so few properties. 86 or 87 parcels in extension 5 and only 40 users. I foiled the revenues and there's only 40 users. We're up to $19 million on a sewer project and I see it as a real problem for this administration and future administrations because of the business plan. So that's all I have.
Here. Right, we had another individual who entered the room.
Your pen is under the table. Thank you.
So I'll ask again if any other member of the public wishes to be heard. If not, entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Well, the motion
to close the public hearing.
Yes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Public hearing is closed. Thank you very much for everybody's time.